time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on the Bucky's legend, Bob Peters, and his celebration of life last summer. Jamie Erb joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. The celebration of life last summer for RH Bob Peters, one of his former players, Jamie Erb, got up to speak to the audience about how Beaver hockey, and in particular RH, were able to keep him alive through cancer treatments. Former Beaver, Jamie Erb.
Coach was not the easiest to play for at times. I'm sure we all can realize that. But I believe that passion, the reason that was, is because of the passion that he had for Beaver hockey and this university. It was because of that passion that he expected and demanded maximum effort on the ice and in the classroom. I know Coach was proud of all the banners that were hanging, but he also loved to see the players achieve scholastically. He knew that was just as important as winning hockey games. And this is where it's going to get a little harder, so bear with me. As talked about, I had cancer, and I actually shouldn't be here in front of you today, but I am. I am because of Coach Peters, this school, and my teammates. Towards the end of my freshman year, I just felt off. Something wasn't right. And one of my roommates at the time, Sean Taggart, who's here today, kept telling me, "Something's not right, Irby. Something's not right. You got to get this checked out." Good thing I did. Because back in August of 1990 that year, I had surgery to remove a tumor in my colon, and the tumor turned out to be cancerous. At the time, I was given a 15% chance of living 12 months. So while in the hospital, my dad obviously called Coach to deliver the news. That day, Coach called me in the hospital to check in. Well, he actually called every day while I was in the hospital until I got out. The treatment offered at the time was an experimental protocol. It was one day a week for 6 weeks, followed by 2 weeks off, and then back to the six-week schedule again. I thought, that's it, my time is over at BSU. Scared and lost, I called Coach to let him know. His immediate response stays with me to this day. He said, "Irby, God wouldn't give you more than you can handle. We are going to beat this. I want you here with me and the team. We will take care of you." The conviction in his voice gave me determination and hope, two things I didn't have at that moment. And so it was. Coach and I convinced my parents, which wasn't easy, to let me head back to school. I met him in his office that day when I got back. We put a plan together to work myself back onto the ice and set up a light course schedule, obviously. Coach kept his promise to my parents that he and the team would take care of me. Many of my teammates and assistant coach Gary Tweed, who's here today, would travel with me back to Winnipeg once a week after Monday's practice. I would have chemo on Tuesday, and then one of my teammates or Gary would drive back because I was unable to after the treatment. So I want to thank my teammates quickly, if I can, during that time. The massive assist you gave me, it's a debt that I can't repay. So thank you, boys, so much. It means everything.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.